Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Skank. Hey honey, I'm home. It's time for your pegging.
Has anything ever been so funny to you that you almost skip laughing and you just start crying? Because I'm about there right now. We're all freaks on the inside.
An acquired taste.
Hi.
Hello.
Good morning.
Welcome.
It's not morning.
Nope.
It might be.
I'm confused.
Welcome to an Acquired Taste podcast, the podcast who are people exactly like you, except we have the technologies.
Pretty much. Difference.
I'm Sam. I'm here with Bethany.
Hello.
And Kathleen.
Bonjour.
And we are in Kitchen Studio NYC.
The studio with a whiteboard.
It's so official.
To a bulletin board. It is so tiny. I'm very proud of it.
Did you go to Staples?
Sure did.
So we're a little too scatterbrained to remember everything we need to do. So Bethany took the bull by the horns and put a board to remind us what we need to talk about for each episode.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
I'm really proud of it.
Okay.
As though I did anything.
You did.
Which I didn't. I just bought a board and then wrote some stuff on it.
That's two things in my book.
That counts.
So what do we cover?
So the first thing we have to talk about, first of all, welcome. We're so glad you're here. Update on Twitter. Kathleen, what's our Twitter update?
We still don't have a freaking Twitter account.
I forgot for a solid 20 minutes and kept trying to tag us.
Which is unfortunate because I've been chatting with you guys about maybe we should start watching television shows together and live tweeting them. And we can't do that. So until we get our Twitter account back, because it was suspended because I'm an idiot and I made our birthday 2016. So Twitter thinks we are 2 years old.
We're very advanced toddlers.
They're suspending it for a really long time. They suspended it when?
Last week. Like last Wednesday.
Well, they have to wait until our 18th birthday, you know?
It's Monday.
Do you think we'll still be podcasting in the year 2053?
Yes. Absolutely.
I can't do math. I just guessed at that number.
Math is not my forte.
I'm going to write them a very stern email.
Yes. Yes, with a signature on the bottom that has many different things, so it makes you look important.
Yes. Next on our whiteboard list,
Abby.
Oh my God, everyone did such a good job with this damn name.
So, there. Shout out to our Facebook Acquired Taste fan page.
Yes,
because they're amazing and they're way more interesting than our regular.
You need to join this fan page. Everyone's wonderful.
And I spied some chatter going on about trying to guess Abby's last name. We talked about her a few episodes ago. We got a wedding invitation from Abby and Tyler, and we thought that their married last name was going to be really whimsical.
So wait, what were the clues?
So we said it was something you sprinkled over food
and whimsical,
and that it was whimsical, and like Abby's new name is the best name.
Yes.
And so, but we didn't want to blow her spot up by giving out her full name.
So the Facebook group started to guess.
Abby has since given permission.
And they guessed her name on the Facebook page, by the way.
Do you want to do it, Kathleen?
Yeah, you do it.
Ready? Abby Pepper.
Abby Pepper. Can you just imagine having a British nanny named, hello, I'm Abby Pepper?
She definitely has an umbrella that flies.
She is a character from an Agatha Christie novel.
Absolutely, Abby Pepper.
She's Abby Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Abby and Tyler, we wish you all the best in your life. Married Together, that is coming up this month, June.
I want to be Samantha Salty. It's not as charming.
You already are Samantha Salty.
I pretty much am.
One more thing before we get to today's topic. Sam, a lot of people are asking about that melatonin spray.
Yes.
Don't worry, I have it.
I love you.
The melatonin spray that you talked about a few episodes ago, it's from gravityblankets.com, melatonin mist.
Yes.
And it's $39.99. They're not a sponsor, but it worked really well for you.
It's awesome. I still use them. Last night I used them to help knock me the hell out, and it's just something I really like.
So it's awesome.
Again, use with caution. One spray each side of the neck. See how your body adapts.
Don't do four.
Nope. That was like NyQuil.
So it's just go to gravityblankets.com and then search for melatonin mist.
Right. I think I need some of that.
All right. What's our topic for this week?
Kathleen.
Okay, so we had a big meeting with each other last week, and we gave you guys a bonus episode because we had a big business meeting.
Yes.
Business.
Business. We're getting down to business.
And we came up with a new logo, and so we're doing some changes to the website, and we decided that the website needs official bios.
Right. Yes. And then I had to derail it.
Yeah. So I was like, ladies, just write your bios really quickly. We need something up there. Write your bios. And Sam was like, or...
Follow me here. What if we each pair up and write the third person's bio?
Which actually was a really good idea.
This is like Trading Spaces where they do awful rooms. Mm-hmm. Like the room that they made entirely out of cardboard and including cardboard furniture. And the neighbors got home and they were like, why did you do this to us?
You know, cardboard furniture doesn't get enough credit.
It's a kitty cat's dream.
Very strong. I'm sitting on cardboard furniture right now, actually.
Oh my God, you're sitting on a scratch post.
Yeah, but would you want your whole room covered head to toe in cardboard, even the walls?
No, I'd be very upset.
They like knock down sheetrock and like put up cardboard instead.
I do like uniform, so that there's something to be said about that.
Yeah, but
part.
The second you walk in with any sort of moisture on your body, it everything yeah. goes to hell.
That's me all the time.
Yeah, you're the most moistery person I've ever met.
Either I'm crying or I have swamp knockers. Yeah. There's no in
between. Trading Spaces in the 90s really wasn't about the details.
No.
It's about the bigger picture, I guess.
Okay.
So this is something I encourage you to do with your friends. Even without telling them or without their permission, just write bios for each other. Or if you work and you're trying to do some team building, write bios for each other.
What about obituaries?
Write a bio for them.
No, not an obituary.
Yeah, I mean, you could submit your own.
Well, maybe let them know in advance about that one.
They don't know they're dead.
Here you go. I wrote your obituary. Can you please approve so I may submit when and if you die?
Yeah.
You just walk up and start crying.
That's really
Oh, my goodness.
Can't swear.
I'm so sorry.
We can. People
you can
asking.
Swear.
I mean.
No, we could swear.
Oh, my goodness.
We're maybe I'll edit that out. Maybe I won't. For the record, guys, the only reason we do edit out swear words is we want more people to be able to listen. And we know that there are mothers and dads with kids listening that say we're a great example. So that's the reason we bleep stuff out, not because we're not allowed to.
Right.
That's the line.
Yeah.
We're drawing it. Bethany's thinking.
No, I'm open to that. I like that line.
Okay.
I would rather people wish we swore than people be offended that we do.
That's true. We have other reasons to offend people.
Yeah.
This is not it.
Sugar button face.
How
dare you?
So
I said I meant to say fudgeon.
Okay.
Fudge and sugar button face.
So who goes first? Kathleen, do you want to?
Sure, I'll go first.
So Kathleen, you and I wrote a bio for our friend Samantha.
I'm scared. Should I be scared? I'm scared.
I'm very proud of what we did.
Okay, that doesn't help my fear though.
I think it's accurate to quite accurate.
That's fair. Oh dear.
Where's your text message? Oh, here it is.
Do you want to read it off my paper?
Oh, you have a paper?
Yeah.
No, I have it in my text message.
Okay.
Okay. This is Samantha's bio.
So this is me, apparently.
Yeah, in your voice.
Let's all hear it together.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, I'm Sam. I untangle my limbs once a week long enough to record this podcast. I love yoga, especially hot yoga, and I'm able to put various body parts around other various body parts without giving it a second thought. When I'm not wearing yoga pants and a sports bra, I'm most likely wearing a romper with my signature purple Doc Martens.
True story.
My boyfriend, we'll call him William, also enjoys extreme physical pursuits. So a lot of our time together is spent balancing on each other.
It's just practical.
I also live my life via quotes from The Office. Sometimes I'll start a sentence and I don't even know where it's going. I just hope to find it along the way. Like my mom always says, talk classy, act nasty. I'm running away from my responsibilities and it feels good. I have flaws. What are they? I sing in the shower. Sometimes I spend too much time volunteering. Occasionally I'll hit someone with my car. So sue me. I declare bankruptcy. Would I rather be feared or loved? Easy. Both. I want people to be afraid of how much they loved me, and I want you to think about it long and hard. That's what she said. Don't you dare.
Wait a minute. Did you guys just work on me up until one of you said we needed to include The Office?
No, that and was then all Kathleen.
The rest was just like, so let's find the most Sam quotes from The Office.
The first part of that was Bethany's eloquent writing. And the second half of that was me phoning it in, pulling Office quotes that maybe made sense together.
Okay, I like this very much.
So I was originally thinking we should put our own bios plus these bios up on the website, but I just think these bios are probably it.
Oh, just the other ones?
I think we say they're written by the other people, but I think this is you.
Well,
do you agree?
I agree. That's a lot of me in there. Can I do mine now just so it's a comparison?
Oh,
like each time we do the...
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
This is good. So if this is your first podcast listening to us, A, welcome.
Get to know us.
B,
so what was the takeaway from Sam's fake bio?
I really love The Office and I
yoga.
Fall asleep watching it and wake up watching it. So the percentage of Office in that bio was the exact percentage it is in my real life.
And your boyfriend's name is William in quotation marks.
Yeah, that was definitely Bethany.
We're
calling him William. Let's just say.
Okay, read us your real obituary bio.
Okay.
Bio. She's not dead yet.
Okay.
Heads up to everyone for how this starts.
Okay.
Hi!
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. Was that too loud? Tries again. Hi, I'm Sam, and I'm probably the most seemingly caffeinated member of the group. With my disheveled, dark, curly mop top, I am often buzzing around or fidgeting on my seat. Not because I'm discontent, but because I constantly have too many thoughts at once, and they are fighting to get out. I am a huge believer in positive karma, and usually pretty excellent at looking on the bright side, although I will admit I need my two reality check sisters to bring me back up sometimes. I tried to put my physical energy into hot yoga and climbing rocks at a rock gym, not like finding rocks outside and pouncing on them. I love classic music, which includes the Beatles, NSYNC's first album, and several 90s sitcom theme songs. I have a weird talent for quoting shows and movies, and will slide in a good The Office quote wherever I can fit it in. That's what she said. Don't feed me meat. Don't be an a-hole. We'll get along famously.
That's good.
That's all I got. That's it. Great. That was hard.
Yeah, no, Sam and I were texting last night. Writing your own bio is so hard. I don't know why.
I didn't care for it. I was okay with it, but during, I got real pissed.
It takes forever. Okay.
I think you guys spent more time on this than I did. Oh my God.
I put a lot of time into these. These were fun for me.
I was a solid C student, so it makes a lot of sense.
Consistency. I like it.
Consistency.
Okay, so Kathleen,
yes.
Sam and I combined forces to write a bio about you. So, gentle listener, get to know Kathleen a little bit better.
Cross his legs.
Help! I'm from the 90s and I can't get back. Hey, you crazy guys and gals. My name is Kathleen and I'm one third of your acquired friendship. What I may lack in height, I make up for in rom-com references, TMI, and celebrity stalking. I'm not kidding. I'm a regular A-list bounty hunter and have been known to abandon my car in order to follow a celebrity on foot. I often tangent during the podcast, but it's only because my head is so full of the creative side streets that I must share. Don't lie, we all think that way. I'm just pro status at expressing it. Ooh, look, a bird. My hobbies include my cannoli cat, listening to audiobooks at 200% their regular speed so I can cram for book club, and chatting about my best friend, Gwyneth Paltrow. Don't bother fact-checking. It's totally true. We love each other. Glad to have you as part of our family.
I love it. Yay! Oh, my God, you guys.
She likes it.
Yay. Wait, okay.
Did you write your own bio?
I did write my own bio, which is not even as long as the one you guys
was
wrote
Was it as interesting?
Hi, kittens. I'm Kathleen, the potty-humored, TV-loving, glasses-wearing third of an acquired taste podcast. I never met a glass of rosé I didn't like. My favorite pastimes include consuming media meant for teens, jumping to conclusions, and stirring the pot.
Yes.
I know I'm a handful, but that's why you've got two hands. No party invites, please, unless the party is on my couch with my cat and my husband. Then I'll go. I'm sorry I didn't text you back. Want to get together and huck glue some
That's really good.
That's my own bio, so, which actually wasn't that much different than the one that you guys wrote me, so
not
so
crazy funny. Far off.
Yeah,
so far so there's a nice funny. Amount of overlap.
Yeah, I'm yeah. very impressed with those.
Okay, I like these. All right, Beeb, you're next.
Okay,
last but not least on this one. Okay, excuse me. Hello, common earth folk. My name is Bethany. I have traveled from a different time and space and speak to you now only on borrowed time. My travel mates, Minerva-Purr and Loki, parentheses, three eyes between the two, close parentheses, and I are enjoying our lives away from the 1800s, where a single gal in the city may be looked down upon for not being wed by her 19th birthday. But I am living the life, as you crazy kids say, and enjoying the creativity of my days. As 33% of your podcast friend group, parentheses, my cat make up the other 1%, close parentheses, I live inside Kitchen Studio NYC, where I write screenplays for other projects only with a feather quill and only by candlelight. I enjoy a good book, a bold cup of coffee, and a long reflective session of people watching, not for fun, but for current day research. Sometimes I slip up and show my true colors, prancing around the streets with my lace parasol to protect my snow-white skin from the evil of the harsh sun's rays. But, tee-hee, I say to that, you enjoy my 19th century charm. My acquired taste sister wives are convinced I am only here until I successfully steal the Declaration of Independence.
Oh my God, That's so good.
I don't care what you wrote. That's better.
That's so good.
That I credit it all to Sam. Literally, I only wrote the last line.
See, but the last line was the most important line.
Okay, wait. I didn't write one. Can I write one in 20 seconds and then read it?
Yes.
Okay,
you can. Do you want us to vamp? Pause or vamp?
Pause. Okay, fine. Okay, just pause. This is going to take you 2 seconds. I'm inspired after hearing what you guys wrote about yours.
Okay.
Okay. Please pause.
Okay. Really quick, before we move on with our topic, we have to talk about our partner that you've been hearing us chat about, because not only do they support us, which is wonderful, but we support them because their product is so super cool. It is Illuminate Magic. It's the Luna Bluetooth Nightlight / speaker. So it's a great way to listen to us,
yes.
For starters, because this is Bluetooth speaker. But you can also use it as a nightlight, either at the same time or separately. So it has 3 different levels of like light. So you could use it as a little sleeping nightlight, or let's brighten up the room a bit. Or you could do different colors, which is really exciting for me because it's like a mood ring.
Yeah.
And the best part is that 10% of sales from the Luna Bluetooth wireless nightlight speaker go to the McLean Children's Medical Center in Temple, Texas. How amazing is that?
We love that. So we want to give you a percentage off too. So use the code ACQUIRED at illuminatemagic.com to get 15% off. So again, go to illuminatemagic.com and use the code ACQUIRED, ACQUIRED, to get 15% off.
Yeah, and if you want to take a look at it, you could check us out on our Instagram at Acquired Taste Podcast, because we're posting all kind of kooky photos with it, because we're kooky gals.
We love it. We play with it. Sometimes that's why they have like warm-up comics before you watch like a talk show, because you need to be like lubed up and warmed up.
Oh, we lubed you?
So yeah. Like I wasn't inspired, but now I'm inspired because of you guys.
Oh, excellent.
Okay,
let's hear your fresh bio.
Okay. Hi, I'm originally from Wisconsin. Yes, cheese is incredibly important to me. No, I didn't ride a cow to school. I live in Manhattan with 2 kittens and 5 plants. I'm told by doctors that I should leave my apartment every once in a while, or this could turn into agoraphobia, but I doubt their credibility. What do doctors know anyway? I prefer to spend all of my time wearing black. Summertime, I use a parasol because I'm very, very pale and very, very afraid of the evil, evil sun. My ideal date is finding myself in the middle of an abandoned 1800s mansion and only getting out via a series of clues. Does the gent wear a top hat? Even better. I like big words and bigger hearts, but not literally bigger hearts, because that's a medical problem and you should probably get that checked out.
Oh my goodness.
I love that.
Remember when Brian from the Backstreet Boys had a hole in his heart and his heart was like 3 times the size it was supposed to be?
Yes. Are you talking literally? What?
Yeah, he had a hole in his heart.
This sounds like the Grinch, but like not in the funny way.
No, like in the medical way.
What the hell happened?
It got real big because it was pumping so hard. He had a hole in his heart that could only be filled by doctors.
I read about it in J14.
Oh my God. Yeah. Bethany, with the wonderful post bios. Did you know
about Brian Luttrell from the Backstreet Boys?
Oh my God.
What a hole in his heart.
I wrote something about the Backstreet Boys on Twitter the other day, and I wrote like BSB 2.0. And someone was like, I actually think it's 6.0 at this
really
point.
It really is, right? Well, they blew their 2.0 when they came out with Backstreet's Back, because they hadn't gone anywhere when they came out with Backstreet's Back.
That's so true. But so Backstreet's still here, just didn't have the same ring to it.
Yeah, that's true.
Backstreet's Back. All right.
Continuing.
I was really expecting you guys to do the All Right with
me. I'm sorry. No, I clapped. I half-assed it.
Were you an NSYNC girl, BB?
Yeah.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
I love Lance.
I love Lance so much.
Does not love either of you. I'm so sorry.
So someone wrote on Twitter, like,
Lance loves Topanga.
I need to tell, once you're done with your thought, I need to tell you about Lance's apartment here. Keep going.
Oh, okay. So like a week or two ago, someone on Twitter wrote that being gay is a choice, and like she doesn't care, but like she doesn't want her kids to choose being gay. And I tweeted, if being gay was a choice, I would have spent all of my time in school making persuasive PowerPoint presentations to try to get Lance Bass to fall in love with me. So I promise you, it's not a choice.
I love that. If being gay was a choice, I'd be married right now, but to a woman.
Yeah, like, I wish it was a choice.
I would love that forever partnership. Jeez. Anyway.
Bye.
If I can loop it back to Lance.
Yes.
So I was invited to his apartment to watch the Tony Awards a couple years ago, only because he invited the friends that I was with.
Who are friends of his.
Hang on. I have to pick up.
No, you have to. It's worth it.
I have to pick up his name that you just dropped.
Dust it off.
Your shoot.
Sam Dustin. Can I tell you what the name is?
Sam is friends with Joey Fatone.
Joey Fatone!
Oh, God, another name just fell on the floor.
I know.
Went abroad together.
I know. That was an accident. So I was going on a work trip, and then they told us while we were at the work trip, they're like, by the way, there was a celebrity endorsement. So the celebrity is Joey Fatone. They're coming. And the guy was like, are you okay? I'm like, I think you have to send me home. I'm going to lose everyone's job. I think you have to send me home.
I have all of my love for him, and there's no strings attached. No strings attached to that love.
So I see his apartment, and I'm looking at a piece of art.
In Lance's apartment.
Yeah. I'm like, it was huge. It was a huge thing. It was like the stretch of the width of my arms when I stretch them out. And it was a black and white photograph of a man with like a wet t-shirt.
Mm.
And there's so much depth and like light and shadows that it's hard to focus on one thing. And mm-hmm. I'm staring at it for a solid 30 seconds. I'm like, there's something about this photo that's not clicking for me yet. And then I'm watching someone else stare at me staring at it. I'm like, they know something I don't know. And then it hits me. This man is wearing a wet white t-shirt and no bottoms whatsoever.
Oh my
just
goodness.
Just Donald Ducking just it. Donald Ducking it with the raging man piece in the picture. It was like over the couch.
How did you not notice that?
Because there was so much light and shadow, and the man was very chiseled and pretty, so mm-hmm. you're first looking at his face, and you're like, oh, he's not wearing a shirt. Oh, he's in a pool.
Mm.
Something is happening that I don't understand. Oh, my God, he's naked.
Something's happening to my body right now.
Was his flagpole standing
yeah,
up?
Yeah, yeah. Saluting. God. It was the art in his apartment.
The emotional places that person had to go to get that photo taken.
Method actor.
I don't know if I was more entertained with the fact that it was there. Or the fact that this person I didn't know knew what I was looking at, but knew I didn't know what I was looking at. So he was just staring at me, waiting to see me realize.
When you go back and edit this, Sam, and you at home, just do a little rewind. It sounds like Sam said that the man's penis was draped over the couch. And I'm just going to let that lie there. Just do a couple of 15-second reverses for a second and let's re-listen to that.
No.
Oh, no.
I would buy that painting.
I would, too.
What fabric is the couch?
A toile.
Yeah, a toile.
As long as it's not taffeta.
With a big over it. Sorry. It's a lot of editing. You're going to have to cut out so much.
No, not cutting that
nope.
out.
Absolutely not. Cutting that out. So you at home, write a bio for someone else.
Or an obituary, but ask
no,
their permission.
No, I'm not going to. I prefer a bio. Maybe an obituary. Bios are the obituaries you never get to read.
Oh.
What movie? What movie was it where he was an obituary writer? Oh,
Hunt for the Red October.
John Cusack and the Cashmere Glove and New York. Serendipity.
Titanic.
Serendipity.
Okay. It's not for Hunt for the. There was no the. It's just Hunt for Red October.
I never
no
saw
the,
it either way.
The,
I have no idea.
The Target.
It's just a funny thing to say.
To buy the Hunt for the Red October.
Hunt for the Red October.
I haven't seen that movie in forever.
I've never seen it. Wait, what?
Hunt for Red October.
Oh, it's a good movie.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
It's the Red October.
That was like the original Jake Gyllenhaal, wasn't it?
He was in that?
That was October.
I don't know.
That was October Sky.
Oh my God.
Right.
Wasn't that Tom Cruise?
I'm confused.
No, that was Vanilla Sky.
That was Vanilla.
Who? No, that was Vanilla Ice. Never mind.
He danced on the top of a roof in Dallas, pretending it was L.A. for his Ice Ice Baby video.
Right.
Now he's on the DIY network.
Still? What is he DIY?
Things. Houses, I think.
Make him out of cardboard?
Wow, evolution.
He does not DIY songs anymore, I can tell you that.
Is he responsible for the cardboard movement?
Yeah.
I do have a question for you ladies.
Yes.
You at home. Would you move into a tiny house?
Yes.
Really?
Depending on the location. That matters most.
Well, you can put it on a trailer and it can be any location.
So I could live in any city. I don't have to worry about being kicked off or
no,
anything.
No, I think it's more about the tiny house.
Yeah, I think I could do that.
Personal, well, is it your full-time home or your vacation home?
No, it's your full-time home. Oh, you're in a tiny house.
No. I could at least do it for the amount of time you need to sign a contract, like 1 year rent. You know what I mean? I'll reassess after that, but I could do it for a year.
Because these are people who are selling everything to move into a tiny house, right? Like they're like, it's their first home. They're both 22. I saw on Twitter someone wrote, I would watch the show Tiny House Year 2.
It is very small. I almost lived in a tiny house once. I lived in an apartment that was like 1,200 square feet. Erase. 300 square feet.
Okay, that's a tiny home.
That makes
like
sense.
300 to 350 with my then fiance. And after we got married and we had boxes and boxes and boxes of new dishes and vases and all the other things that people give you when you get married, we had to move. It was too much.
Like a tiny house is smaller than Kitchen Studio NYC, and this is probably what, 400 square feet maybe?
This is 200 square feet.
No, I think maybe split the difference, because I live in 600 square feet, but that includes my roommate's room, which is not part of my life.
Yeah, so,
and
okay.
It's kind of this size, plus
okay,
a little
so
bit.
It's like, so think a third, just think of basically like a hallway without the rooms on either end, and that's where you're living.
I have a dream where I buy a piece of property in like the Catskills. So it's like an old house that like nobody would probably ever live in because it needs so much work.
Haunted?
It's not haunted.
Probably
you
haunted.
Knock it
Are
down,
you sure?
You knock it down and you still have a hookup for like electricity and water.
Okay.
And then I invite friends and family to buy a little piece of this property and put their tiny home on it. So we all have like little tiny vacation homes.
It's like a compound.
Yeah. A little compound on the same piece of property.
That's great. Cute. Okay.
But like all my family that I tell this to, they look at me like,
no, if
really?
It was, I would do a tiny home if that tiny home was my second home.
Yes.
Right.
But like if it's like, hey, George, you and I just got married. Let's move into our tiny home.
No, I want it to be just me.
Oh, no. These are couples who are doing this.
No, I don't want to bring him.
And then they're like, there's one where the shower feeds. No, what is it? It's the toilet. That as you flush the toilet, the water goes through and that's what you use to wash your hands.
Yes.
Like all sorts of weird stuff is going on. And I respect if it's good for the earth.
If I could move around, and again, space and location is not an issue, I would do it. Because then I would have 1 year to go to as many cool cities as I want, not worry about the property tax.
Yeah.
You just live there
yeah.
for a period of time and then off to the next city. Sounds fun to
but
me.
But it's such a pain to hitch up this tiny home and then drag it with you behind a truck. And actually, most tiny homes are not draggable. Like only the very, very smallest tiny homes are draggable.
I'd have the biggest smallest.
And I feel like
it'd have to be draggable.
I feel like if it's draggable, that's actually cheating, because then you can also move into your truck if you and your partner aren't talking anymore.
Wait, so tiny homes stay glued to the ground?
I guess. I mean, I thought they were all draggable, but I guess not always.
I don't want
to
do it.
No, they're not all draggable.
I have to be able to drag.
So then I'm going to take another vote. Would you move into a tiny home?
No.
All right.
Not if it's stationary.
This is like our version of 12 Angry Men.
I wonder if we have any listeners who live in tiny homes.
Let us know.
Better yet, do you have a huge home? Can we visit?
Do you have a pool?
Can we fit someone's tiny home into someone's big home via the living room?
There's no way this could go poorly.
Okay. So if you have a tiny home, let us know. Email us. anacquiredtastepodcast@gmail.com. If you have a giant home, let us know. Email us at anacquiredtastepodcast@gmail.com and just put in the title either tiny home or giant home.
Right.
And then we're going to somehow figure out if we can take someone's, it has to be a movable tiny home.
Join the Facebook group. Yeah. Discuss this.
We should go on Airbnb and get a tiny house for the weekend somewhere for the three of us and see how we last.
See if we, yes.
There will be no podcast after this.
Facebook Live, the whole thing.
Okay, what's going to be the worst thing about sleeping in a room with you?
My legs are too long.
Your legs are too long. Kathleen, what's your thing?
I'm always on my phone. Like, I'll be annoying with the light on my phone.
The light all night?
Okay. Sam, what about you?
I'm quick to react when someone touches me.
Oh, like, and you're always cold and I'm always hot.
It's true. Well, that might work out because I could have the blankets.
Oh, that's good.
But, like, if someone accidentally touches me, I accidentally retaliate with a judo chop.
Oh, I didn't know that about you.
Yeah, I'm very violent at night. It's not meditated. It just happens.
Huh. That's also right. Premeditated.
I'll sleep with my elbows out.
It's not
out.
Premeditated in the hunt for the Red October. It's not premeditated. You guys, you all have to be so forgiving. I have nothing left in my brain today.
I like this idea of the three of us doing a tiny home.
We should, yes, definitely take a vacation together.
But I also really want to see if we can fit someone's tiny home into someone's big home. It's like the turducken.
I just read online
of
that
homes.
You're going to be able to buy tiny homes on Amazon pretty soon.
Wait. Get the hell out of here,
no,
Kathleen.
I
get out of here and get in a tiny home.
A crappy not.
What if someone owns... I won't be swayed. I know you guys are trying to get me off of this. I won't be swayed. What if someone has both a big home and a tiny home, and then that's just a one-stop shop for what we're about
Wait,
to
that's
do?
That's what I call a hot pocket.
People yeah. are doing this. People, so you know when like grandma or grandpa have to move in, and they used to have like a separate wing of the house called like the mother-in-law?
Yeah, like over the garage or yes. the pool house.
Yeah.
So people are doing this for grandma, except they're making it a tiny home in the backyard.
My grandma's sass, she would make us live in the tiny home, and she'd take over the home. That's what Gladys would do.
I mean, now... Here's what's up. This just says tiny house free. New tiny house.
Click on it immediately and purchase it. It's free. What could go wrong?
Is this like when I tried to purchase a new mirror for my desk and it came with a doll? It's like a dollhouse mirror.
Oh, it's an app. They were not clear about
that. You can advertise apps on Amazon?
I guess. Anyway, Amazon. Let us know if we can turducken your tiny home.
Wait, what's the vegetarian version of turducken?
Tofurdurken. Tofurdurken.
Ermagerd, it's a tofurdurken.
I don't know. I came out as a Swedish chef.
Plant that has a squash inside that has a carrot inside.
Yeah, so it's a...
Oh, that sounds cute.
Squash plant.
Care quish plant.
Nope.
We'll find it.
We'll figure it out.
We'll get there. We've got other stuff to do. Okay. Do you want to tell them how we started before we even started? Don't look so sad.
Why
Kathleen?
You look sad, Kathleen?
She's so sad. She got the name.
What the hell?
She didn't get the name right.
I've had a day.
She's put her head in her hands.
You did. Do you want to tell everyone about the day leading up here?
Yes.
Do it.
So,
come on.
So I got into a small car accident today in the city, of which I was using my what's that thing called
when voice to text?
My voice to text, because my car has this cool feature. So I was texting somebody about an icon, a graphic thing that I'm making them, and it was like the horoscope icon. Are you kidding me? Pull over. Are you kidding me? You gotta pull the over. And so this is what I text this colleague of mine that I do not have like a funny relationship with. And after I realized what had happened, after I chased this truck who like sort of scraped, bumped me, like taking pictures of its license because it wouldn't stop.
You just wait. Can we post this on our Instagram?
Yeah, yes.
I'm going to post the screenshot of what Kathleen.
Perfect. Because the car just didn't pull over. Anyway, I wasn't going to chase it all around Manhattan because I wanted to get back to Hoboken to check our P.O. box.
Yes.
And then come back to Bethany's house so we could record.
Excuse me, Kitchen Studio NYC.
Kitchen Studio NYC. Thank you for the clarification. And it was just like a succession of things that went wrong. I got back to my apartment. I was like, okay, I'm just like going to do this one thing on my computer for the podcast. I don't have my cord to plug in my computer. Aww. Then I lost my phone, spent 15 minutes looking for it, which was actually in my purse the whole time. Then I got to the post office. We had 4 packages waiting for us and a bunch of letters. And I was like, yay, amazing. But then you have to get online to get the packages.
Not so amazing.
The line was like 30 people long. And this rude biatch in front of me is like yelling at the mail gun. I'm like, no, be nice to him. I need my packages. And then I finally got to Bethany's house.
Yes.
Carrying a lot of packages, like a crazy bag lady. But you know who I saw on the way here?
Who? Dustin Hoffman.
No, you know the girl from NYC who during Weekend Update, she always pretends to be a teen.
Get the hell out of here.
Yes, I'm almost positive.
Yes, she lives in this neighborhood.
Yes, I definitely saw her.
Get out.
Yeah.
Get out. She, I've seen her grocery shopping before.
She's one of the newer full members because she's a featured member.
Yeah.
She's always cold.
She's always cold because every time I've seen her at the grocery store, she's huddled in like winter coats.
Oh, you mean physically cold?
Yeah, she's always very chilly.
I thought you meant like rude.
No, she seems nice.
Okay.
It's the dark-haired one, not the blonde one, right?
Not like Cecily Strong.
No. She's got like sort of like curly-ish hair.
Yeah. Yeah, look her up. So as you do that, I'm going to just shout out. We got wonderful letters and packages and gifts from people, which was so nice. So just I want to give a shout out quickly to Catherine. A shout out to Katie and Kitten the Cat. A shout out to Maggie, Kayla, hey girl, what's up? A shout out to Kristen Unique. We got your stuff. That was so nice of you. I want to give a shout out to Rose. We read your letter. That was so nice of you.
That one got us booklamped.
Yeah. Chance the Pupper.
Oh.
Shout out. We're going to
go follow Chance the Pupper on Instagram. It's adorable.
It's Chance the Pupper _GUST, I believe.
It's a little poofy man in a laundry box.
Tia and Robert, we got your wedding invitation. You guys are adorable. Yes, that's Tia. And then Daniel emailed or wrote us a beautiful letter. And then also Giovanna. We got all of your stuff. We want to say thank you so, so much. It really just made our day. We were having sort of a day. And then we started seeing that people sent us things. And that's not why we do it. It's just nice to know people listen because we never really know.
It was so good. And everyone wrote such personal stuff in their letters that I was not ready for this kind of positive emotion. So I handled it poorly and it put me in a bad mood. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it was too much emotion.
I was like,
this
is too good. I don't deserve any of this good feeling.
Is it Vanessa Bayer, by the way?
No, it's not. And why can't I find
it? Is it Heidi Garber?
No.
Gardner, rather?
She's the one who plays with the hair and pretends to be real young at one point. Like flirty.
It's this girl. Who is she? Her character is Bailey Gifford.
Yes, that one.
Yeah, Heidi Gardner.
Okay. So, yes. So that's who I saw. That's the one who lives in your
neighborhood. Oh, no, that's not who I thought it was.
Oh, but that's the girl that I saw.
She's cute.
Yeah, she's very
so
cute.
So there's two SNL members in the area. Yes. That's my takeaway.
In New York City? No.
Unheard of. All right, ladies, let's go around the table and say what we learned this week.
Yes.
Yes.
Do you want to go first? You're very enthusiastically nodding,
yes.
Kathleen.
My worst nightmare happened to me. No. And the lesson is, if you think about it, it will happen.
What was it?
Don't do that.
Thoughts are things.
I was in the mall using the bathroom. And I always think about the piece that, like, you throw away, like, you know, your feminine product little garbage thing.
Yeah.
And the roll of toilet paper. I'm always like, oh, my goodness. What if this breaks? And it did. And I was sitting on the pot. And it fell out of the wall. And I looked through the hole. And there's another woman sitting on the pot. And I'm going, oh my God, what do? I don't want her to see my lady bits. So I said the only thing that I could just wither up when I'm sitting somewhere and there's a small hole. And I go on. I said, forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
You did not. You did not peek your face into the stall of the next person and use it as a fake confessional.
I think the joke was lost on her.
No.
But like I
amazing.
Like I like did one of these things where I kept my hand over my lady bits and like stood up and then pulled my pants up at the stage. Oh my God.
One of those moments where something's so funny, I'm just not laughing.
Yeah.
That's
I love
how
it.
Funny it is.
Can I share what I learned this week?
Yeah.
Please.
So I learned that you may know how to do something or why you can't do something, but you're so wrong.
Okay.
So I, as you guys know, am back into aerial, like doing gymnastics in the air again. And
yes,
it makes
queen.
Me really happy.
I've been spying it on your Instas.
It's my very favorite thing. It makes me so happy. But I thought that I couldn't do the splits because I wasn't just sitting in them for long enough.
Mm-hmm.
And my instructor was like, no, you haven't done aerial for 2 years and you can still almost do the splits, which means that that is your natural flexibility. But anything past that, you're going to have to work for. And it's not about sitting in the splits. It's about massaging the various muscles and tendons and nerves and parts of your body that are preventing you from going any further.
Huh.
So in order, for example, to do the splits, I have to do all of these different, like I had to take a rubber ball and like sit on it in different ways and roll around on it in different ways to open up these different muscle groups so that I'm strong enough and loose enough to do the actual splits.
Is that why people who are really in good shape get massages a lot?
Yeah, I think so.
Huh.
So it's a totally, and for the same thing, like the center splits, I've always wanted to do it, but I'm like, my hips aren't flexible enough. No, it's because I need to open up the different muscles that are so tight that they're preventing me from making that motion. So it's not just, there's not just like one way to go into something. There might be a whole bunch of other different things, especially with your body, that you have no idea are connected.
That's
like,
interesting.
If you get a lot of headaches, it might be connected to your back or your lower back or who knows, your legs. Like the human body is just so connected that we forget that it's not just like one little thing.
Yeah,
it's all connected.
I bet that's why yoga heals a lot of different types of ailments, just because you're moving your joints and your muscles in ways you wouldn't.
A lot of the moves, and these are my favorite kinds of teachers, will tell you what it's doing to your insides. Like there's a class after Thanksgiving every year and it's called the turkey sweat, which I always thought was a cute name, like, oh, sweating out all the food. And then one year I had a teacher who was like, this is compressing the lower intestines, which is forcing digestion to this. Like, she gave me the inside workings, and then it's like, wow, it's a whole different thing.
Makes such a difference.
That's so cool.
Yeah, so it's just fascinating. So you like pay more attention to your body and, you know, kind of appreciate the amazing things that are happening inside of it.
Thank you, body.
I like that.
Thanks, body. What about you, Sam? What'd you learn this week?
Okay, I learned something from following a yoga Instagram account, which is just something I relearned, but it's one of those lessons that you just let kind of fall by the wayside. So there's this yogi, and I forget her name, but this is it's a common thing. A lot of people do it. They do a side-by-side photo, and it'll say, if you're trying to accomplish this, and let's say the person's doing a full mid-split, the picture next to it will say, try doing it like this. And she had like three or four blocks she's sitting on doing a split. And then it'll have an explanation underneath it. So I kind of started to think that way for things that aren't yoga. Because so often we're like, oh, I just want to be able to play piano. I can't play piano. It sounds so hard. Maybe if we look at the smaller goal, it'll just be easier. Like, I wish I knew what all of the chords were for piano. Or I wish I knew the Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. So that was just, that's my thing. I want to start using that to small things because I get really excited about things. And then I don't do them because the thing is so grand. So maybe looking at things just as little building blocks will help get that big thing eventually done.
That's really good advice.
So like, that was the yoga account.
When you want to watch a whole series and then you just watch one episode, then it gets easier to watch the second episode.
So true. Binging is so difficult on TV.
It gets easier to watch the third episode.
Because you're fully ensconced in your couch now.
4 days later, you're not showering. You've seen every single season ever.
Oh, goodness.
This is how I relate to your story.
Whatever works for you, girl. Mm-hmm. We serve all here. If you guys sent us something, again, thank you so much. But if you'd like to, you could send it care and acquire taste podcast, P.O. Box 1717, Hoboken, New Jersey, 07030.
Yes.
Can we make a song like Zoom?
Yes.
By the way, Daniel, who sent us a letter from Zurich.
Hi, Daniel. Zurich.
He said he never got to send anything to Zoom, so we were second best. And Zoom had that very cool
02134. Send it to Zoom.
So 07030.
Send it to an acquired taste podcast.
People Box 1717. New Jersey. You cannot currently follow us on Twitter because our account has been suspended.
I'm sorry.
However, if you're listening in the future and we got unsuspended, great. At Acquired Podcast on Twitter. You can also find us on Instagram at Acquired Taste Podcast.
And join the Facebook fan group. But you can also follow us on Facebook, which is at facebook.com/AcquiredTastePodcast.
And send your emails to anacquiredtastepodcast@gmail.com.
So that we had a positive one. We had a positive episode because we had feedback that we needed a positive one. So I think that we're playing nice.
Yeah, that's good. Okay.
Maybe a listener advice soon.
Yeah. Oh, we have some good ones. You guys are sending us great emails.
Yes, I love it. All right, guys. Thanks so much for being a part of the family once again. And we will talk to you very shortly.